This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Is it permitted for sisters to wear makeup and lipstick in public? I see many Muslimas covered from head to toe with the scarf, but not the face veil, with makeup and lipstick on TV or in public. Okay. So look, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us in the Quran, didn't he? وَلَا يُبْدِينَ زِينَتَهُنَّ, that to tell the believing women not to show their adornments, not to show their beauty, right? And beauty is a comprehensive word, right? It can mean parts of your body, it can mean the shape of your body, it could mean, your jewelry. You know, in the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, there were women who used to wear anklets, you know, that made a noise. Like, you know, even now in some countries, you know, we have these anklets. And if you're walking, you can hear kind of bells ringing, little bells ringing. And, you know, the women were told not to shake their feet in such a way that when they're passing by men or when they're in public, that people know all of the beautification that they're wearing, right? To kind of draw attention to themselves. We also know that we've been forbidden from wearing perfume in public, right? Because perfume is there to entice people, right? I mean, it's a very alluring thing. And so when you're passing by somebody and, you know, they smell your perfume, definitely makes them look twice, right? So you can see from that we have been told as believing women that in the public space, don't bring all of your beautification, don't bring your adornments into the public space, right? Keep those for the home, keep those for the private space, keep those for women, other women, when you're with other women and when you're with your mahrams, etc. Okay, so really, I would say, sisters, we should avoid wearing makeup in public, right? Should avoid especially very visible makeup in public. You know, lipstick, if you think about it, the whole psychology behind lipstick is it's supposed to make your lips look alluring and juicy, right? And attractive, you know, to be quite blunt about it, right? And, you know, psychologists, they say that it's connected to ripe fruit. You know, when you see a ripe fruit, it's usually red, it's usually gleaming, right? And that's why women, we usually put, you know, makeup on our cheeks and our lips, right? There's nothing wrong with makeup, you know, I enjoy makeup myself, but it's not something that we want to bring into the public space, okay? Because it does draw attention and it is against the spirit of that verse. In fact, it's against that verse where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, don't show your beauty, don't show your adornments in public. So yeah, it is a negative trend that you've identified there, and we should avoid it. We should not go down that path and not be enticed into that path. And we should encourage our own daughters, right? Because those are the ones we've got influence on, to not go down that path. But then we should create halal spaces where they can express that side of themselves. You know, women like to beautify themselves. I understand that. But we've got to do it in the right way, in the right context, okay? And we've got to help brothers. You know, brothers sometimes say that they find it so hard to lower their gazes now because sisters, like you said, they're wearing so much makeup. It's obviously to draw attention to themselves, you know, or because they have some kind of insecurity in public. So let's get away from that. Let's not become overly obsessed with our appearance and our looks in public. You know, let's enjoy makeup and these things in private spaces, within women's only spaces and in front of our maharim, and, you know, obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in that regard.